You're listening to Vatican Radio. Managing money, combating corruption, planning a budget and guaranteeing transparency in all financial transactions. These important skills will be at the heart of a new programme on church management to be launched next spring at the Pontifical Holy Cross University here in Rome. Designed to give priests, religious and lay people the skills to be better stewards of the church's resources, the course has been put together in partnership with a group of American Catholic universities and leadership training institutes. The programme is the brainchild of Monsignor Martin Schlag, Professor of Catholic Social Thought at Holy Cross University, who'll shortly be taking up a teaching post at the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota. He told me more about the course and why it's such a vital part of the evangelisation envisioned by Pope Francis for the Catholic Church today. Tell us a little bit about the origins of it. How did it come about?
So I had taken part at a conference in the Vatican, and a former director of Shell told me, never again a social encyclical. You don't understand a word. So I thought, well, here's a need of building a bridge between the world of business and Catholic social thought.
How long ago was this?
That was 9 years ago. So I founded this centre called Markets, Culture and Ethics at Santa Croce. And I met Cardinal Pell 2 years ago at a reception, and I was telling him of what we were doing, and he just shook his head and said, with an impatient face, he said, no, this is not enough. We want a 2-year course on church management. And I said, oh, Eminence, well, with whom can I talk about this? With me. Oh, and when? Tomorrow. So what he told me was, look, the faithful have every right that the money they donate to the church is not only used in an exemplary manner as ethics and Catholic social teaching goes, but also without waste, with economic knowledge and skill, and with, obviously, with virtue, with the correct attitudes of service. It's not their money. They are only stewards. And so we, over the last 2 years, speaking with the Secretariat of State, with various dicasteries, with people who are active in church management, also with the help of Leadership Roundtable in the States, we have designed a course of 1 year, which will be one afternoon per week, plus 4 intense weeks, where we want to educate priests, seminarians, religious and lay people at the service of the church who are in their first years, how to be good stewards of these material means.
When will the course be beginning?
The course starts in February 2018. It's a partnership between the Pontifical University Santa Croce in Rome, the Lewis Business School, which is a secular university, but open to the needs of the church, then the Catholic University of America in Washington, D.C., the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota, and the Kellogg School of Management in Chicago.
Now, you say it's open to a broad range of applicants, priests, seminarians, lay people, religious. Who is it most specifically aimed at? Who do you imagine that the first students will be?
Right. So our first cohort, we would like to have priests in their first years, when they already have realized how important these subjects are because they've been thrown into positions for which they are not fully prepared. It's like, you know, when you become a pastor, you need to drive a car in most places of the world. So you need a driver's license. But who has taught them the basics of accounting? Who has taught them the basics of finance? Who has taught them the basics of church management? And so we are trying to be very specifically centered on church management, not simply teaching business or management to priests, which would actually be counterproductive, because we're not trying to convert priests into managers, but we're trying to make them understand what the lay people, who very often are qualified, are telling them. We want them to be able to delegate tasks, to have more time for their pastoral ministry, and also to be able to control what is going on.
This is really about accountability, isn't it? Which is one of the most serious issues, perhaps, facing the church today.
Exactly. You know, I hope that every priest at the end of the day examines his conscience before God, but why doesn't he do the same with money? He has to be accountable. Obviously, he will be accountable to God. It's part of his spiritual life how he manages the material assets for which he's responsible, and he's not the owner. It's not his property. But he's also accountable to the church as a whole and to the lay people, to the lay faithful, of how he has been using these means.
I imagine there are older priests who will say to you, well, we managed to learn on the job, we've always done it this way, we've managed quite well.
Well, actually, you know, we are inviting practitioners who have been doing this to co-teach with the professors and to share their experience. This is actually a vital part of our teaching attempt, our teaching effort, to get priests who have learned the job well to pass this on to the younger generation, because on the other hand, we know that in many cases it didn't go well and others didn't learn it on the job.
What do you see as the most serious challenges in this preparatory phase?
Well, in the preparatory phase, the biggest challenge was to, and I say was because we had a wonderful training session with Leadership Roundtable the last 2 days, to explain to the professors of management and finance who are experts in their field in the secular world that the church has specific needs. We don't produce profits. We don't have careers, but we also have to develop as persons. We have to develop professionally. And we have, and there are certain principles that are valid for the church as well, like transparency, like disclosure, like accountability, and of course also management principles like having a plan, having a budget, knowing how to administer things well, that you have to ask for several bids. We have to be able to recognize what corruption is. We have to recognize what money laundering is. We have to know which money is ethically earned and which is not ethically earned. So all these things are actually vital for the evangelization and the gospel testimony, which Pope Francis is really insisting on.
Where do you imagine the majority of your students are going to be coming from?
Well, actually, we are finding that there's enormous interest for these topics everywhere in the world. We are aiming at 40 students for the first cohort, 25% from Asia, 25% from Africa, 25% from Northern America, 15% from Europe, and 10% from Latin America. That is due to the language we will be teaching in English. And I have to tell you that we have great interest from, especially from Africa and from Asia, but also from North America. Not yet so much from Latin America or from Europe, but I'm sure that will come. It would be also lovely if just the signal that goes out from this course encourages other institutions all over the world to take these topics serious. Again, this course will just be one afternoon per week and 4 intense weeks, full-time weeks, because it's just an additional education to the main subjects, which are obviously theology, philosophy, canon law, communication, whatever the priest does for his main ministry or the layperson does for his or her education in the church.
And yet, given the vital importance of these issues that you're highlighting, it sounds as though they should be on the agenda of every seminary.
You know, we did a global survey among priests and seminarians, and we discovered that seminarians are not interested. They're interested in preaching the word of God, in saving souls, and administering the sacraments. They get interested on average 3 years after the seminary, when they've already been assigned to a parish and they discover what they don't know. And interest peaks at 10 years and 7 months, according to that survey, when, you know, their
already
parish cooperator
difficult.
Already is in jail because he or she stole the money every Sunday from the collection. And they've gone bankrupt once, or they've had major difficulties with their finance council and they didn't understand what they're being told.
And they can't work out why people are leaving the
and
church
they can't
in
work
anger.
Out in, exactly. And they've angered people because they weren't transparent. But I agree, you know, 30 to 50 years ago, priests were not held accountable so much as they are nowadays, because there was this enormous trust. But now it's different. The circumstances have changed. And especially after the Second Vatican Council, the role of lay people in the church has been reevaluated. You know, lay people also exercise the pastoral, the priestly, and the prophetic mission in the church. And so priests have to learn to cooperate with the lay people in the management of the church and have to understand the language they speak and the skills they use. So it's this team building which will also be a subject of our programme of church management.
And you're optimistic that this should make a dramatic change in the way things are run in the future?
Oh, I really, really hope so, for the good of the church. You know, I do hope that this time we might be on time.
My thanks to Monsignor Martin Schlag, Professor of Catholic Social Thought at the Pontifical Holy Cross University in Rome.